more bells and whistles went off during that than in like a Star Trek episode. He crashed his truck, or he got shot at with photon torpedoes or something. So I've been waiting forever for this video to drop. Brendan Schaub, you flipped his truck, as you know. His new thing is I'm in the truck, so I'm a gearhead. And so he flipped his truck, and he's actually been waiting a while for some reason to drop this video, maybe insurance purposes, because I don't know how the hell he flipped his truck. He wasn't, like, in traffic or anything. It looked like he was just trying to do donuts, maybe out in, like, sand in the desert or something. And he just flipped it. It didn't even look like he was going that fast, but what an idiot this guy is. I mean, why couldn't it just be blown up in a video game? No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, damn, yo. He just constantly keeps taking L's. It's pathetic. It's kind of hilarious. Yeah, so there you go. Hit that link. Donate. We'll go live all night, every night. Alright, so YouTube re-emailed me back. They're still being weird, but it gave me more assurance my main channel is going to come back. Because their email, or fuck with that other, they're still doing bullshit, but it's fuck that other bullshit. I'm trying to give them kind of a pass because it has been 2 years. But, yeah, what happened today, they scrubbed their last decision. I'm like, oh, really? They still haven't caught up fully that I won the fucking case. Get over it. It's over. It's done. They're not at that point yet, but they did disregard their last decision. So hopefully, quickly enough, I will get my main channel back and then my live streaming channel back. Joe Matarese is live. Hey, it's me. I'm Joe Matarese. I'm doing Porcelain's impersonation. Me and JD from... That nigga JD got divorced a while ago. And I was covering it on the main channel, but that faggot took it down, so I stopped covering it because I couldn't. But yeah, I pretty much covered JD's initial divorce, but yeah, then that asshole got my channel taken down. But yeah, what's up with you niggas? What are yous doing? Oh, it's Monday, there's no football. I'm trying to get back into wrestling, so I guess there's Raw, but I don't really like Raw. Hold on that. But, I got some shit to show you. Some, more deposition shit. And behind the scenes shit, Schaub and Ariel Helwani shit. About to show you. I drink like a college kid. No, I don't. College kids chug beers and shit. What are you talking about? I don't chug. Well, thank you, Andy Violin. I don't chug, nigga. I still gotta smoke my, what was it called? Ghost Town Haze? Epstein didn't kill himself. You see that, Sam Dog? Yeah, anything have that fucking dummy who burned himself to death, the Air Force guy, what a dumbass. What an asshole. He was committed to the cause. And Beige Frequency is like trying to defend him. I love Beige, but Beige is like a huge lefty weirdo. That's why, like, he has a huge channel, but hardly ever posts because he's a weirdo in real life. And like I've always said, the legendary story, I talked Beige out of destroying his channel when he was like, I'm going to drop this Joe Rogan video about Joe Rogan's against transgendered fighters in the UFC and to do that talk with Beige. You shouldn't go down that road, dude. And I kind of saved him from doing that. So, but... he has his takes, which are weird. I like his takes on Twitter. He doesn't make his videos about his takes, thank God, but... trying to hear the details. Well, I had mad fucking technical difficulties. And not through my internet connection. Like I said, I haven't gone live in so long. Like, my software was like a car put in a garage, and I never hit the gas thing, and I just went in after that long, and like, would a car turn on? It wasn't even the internet, it was just the software completely thing. I'm assuming it's going to do it tonight. It hasn't yet. I'm assuming it will, though. Well, it doesn't even matter about the UFC fans being right-wingers. And not even that's his take. I don't care about his take. I just stopped him from doing a video about it. We had a long DM message that night. And I wasn't even arguing against his position. I was just like, you shouldn't make a video about that. Well, thank you, Alex Bowman. But I got another email, two new emails from YouTube. They're getting on the right track. Within the next 2 weeks, I might have my main channel back. But they're still being dumb. Look, I should have it back immediately right now. And I'm finding me hitting up YouTube support on Twitter is helping me a lot with YouTube behind the scenes. Which sounds odd, but I guarantee you me hitting up them on Twitter helped. Because they sent me two emails of, we were wrong in our first thing, and they're still being wrong now. But the fact that I hit them up on Twitter helped a lot how they're wrong now. And I'm now more than... what's the word I'm looking for? Not hopeful. I'm probably going to get my main channel back. Although I should, like this. And I have to understand, for them, this was 2 years ago, so they don't quite know what the fuck I'm talking about, and Brendan Schaub is such a nobody right now. But it is moving in the right direction. They're still doing technical shit on the email YouTube side. But me hitting them up on Twitter is helping it a lot.
the NFL Combine is in.
Julian Edelman has a podcast and it's good? Is it? That Jew fuck? You know, from last night's live stream, I will call out the J-O-O. And I love the J-O-O, but... Yeah, it's just persistence. And it's pointing out what happened. But I did want to show you this. Oh, yeah. The Ariel Helwani shit from the lawsuit. Now, once again, you have to understand. Brendan Schaub's lawyer had no idea who the fuck Brendan Schaub was. That's why he called him Brian Schaub the entire time. By the way, another dumb thing Brendan Schaub did during that lawsuit, and how retarded he was. He was so mad at me, and he just hit all the videos I uploaded in a row against him. The copyright. If that nigga was smart, he would have picked my most successful videos and copyright took them down. So where he could have actually made some money. Because here's another reason why he lost this lawsuit. And the judge said this specifically. He hit up all my recent videos that were up for less than a week. So even if he won, he maybe would have won like $300. If he would have hit my videos that got a shitload of views and got already taken them down, he might have actually got paid some type of money, but he was so mad, taking them all down. He had videos that weren't even up for like a week. So when they were like, what's that video make? So even if Brendan Schaub had won it, the videos weren't up long enough to make any money. Another dumb step by him and his retarded wife. Another dumb move, sidestep. I look retarded? Fuck you, nigga. You look retarded. Your name is Jake Gay. But yeah, I want to get this Ariel Helwani part. Because I don't remember this part. This is from the deposition. I had to sit for 6 hours with Brendan Schaub's lawyer. These are the transcripts. The videos will be made available to the public soon. Although it's just me sitting in a law office and now on Zoom. So you don't really watch them. But, question. Then while we're playing, Mr. Swindells, I'd like to raise your hand. We'll stop the video when you have criticism and commenting about Ariel Helwani's response. I did explain to his retard lawyer, who didn't even know Schaub's name, about my Ariel Helwani video about him. Okay, so I noticed, Mr. Swindells, you didn't raise your hand, so there was nothing to raise your hand about with respect to your commentary or criticism about Brendan Schaub responding to Ariel Helwani. And I said, well, I had to wait to hear it. And when I heard it, I didn't catch, because I'm trying to remember at the time of this happening. So after listening to my explanation of what just happened, I didn't know what was happening. So yeah, I did talk about it. And he said, well, what did you say? And I said that the fact that Ariel Helwani didn't remember that last video, the apology thing, I said, oh, it came back to me. Ariel Helwani did destroy him. And then this is the video after he destroyed him. And so I was doing this video about what the response was in that little weak thing was. Quote, unquote, the response to Ariel Helwani. So your commentary was about, the video was
basically about how afraid they were to respond because they had just gotten destroyed by Ariel Helwani on his show. This is back with the Ariel Helwani and Brendan Shaw beef. Well, I don't think that's exactly what you said, was it? Yeah, it was because this was the big, oh my God, what are they going to say during this episode to respond to Ariel Helwani? And that was it. And so the basic entire video is how afraid they were and how destroyed they got. Well, I think your response was, quote, that was the response and I never met him before. Total Shab isn't response, but I mean, that was a comeback. Ariel Helwani destroyed Brendan Shab. I mean, that's your commentary? Yeah! Very clear video, too. He picked the worst lawyer. And I'm going to explain it during this deposition more. But I'm explaining to a fucking retard. Yeah, everyone knows what I'm talking about. Well, I don't think I was allowed to depose Shab. He was suing me. If it actually went to trial, I would assume I was going to, but it never did. But, yeah, plus most of the people who watch me know things don't really got to be that parsed out and stuff. And they know that you don't got to parse things out. Well, some things don't need to be because we're all witnessing it. I'm just commenting on it and I'm doing it with Schwabisms. I said this. It's in legal papers. It's illegal doc is Schwabisms. Like I said, they're going to teach this case in Harvard Law School. This will be referenced in lawsuits going forward. And I said Schwabisms. Thank me. I should be like, acknowledge me. I put Schwabisms in legal precedent, motherfuckers. And I did it specifically knowing it, too. I did a specific... You gotta remember, nigga. I'm sitting here at a law desk in Providence. The big screen. They're all on Zoom. They wouldn't let me Zoom. The deposition. Alright, we did everything on Zoom. Alright, Mr. Swindows, you're gonna show up to the law office. I can't do... COVID. Everyone's on Zoom. I have to actually show up to the law office. Yes, you do. And everyone else was on fucking Zoom. I couldn't. So this is my little get back. I purposely said Schwabisms. And speaking... And Schwabinese. I'm going to get to it. As I was doing it, I knew the significance of doing it. I was so shocked about how dumb the nigga is. I was so shocked. But I was putting on a performance... For me, knowing I was going to win, that's why I said that shit. So, and now watching, it's amazing. Sitting there. How long ago was that? Was that a year ago? Yeah, a whole year. But sitting there, knowing I was doing it for that specific reason. And now reading back after winning. That's why I did it. We were just fucking me. No, because the court said I had to go in there and thing. Because he had his lawyers in L.A., but they tapped some Providence lawyer just to use his office for this one deposition. But they purposely made me go there, which was fucking weird and bizarre. But I'm just commenting on it, and I'm doing it with Schwabism, speaking Schwabinese sometime. And so I could add video. I did a little Schwabinese. Then his lawyer said, and then your commentary. Well, it was on video 4. You had no commentary or criticism on the video itself. Did you? And I said, no. Your comment was based solely on what Brendan Schaub said and it was captured in the video. By the way, this cocksucker tried to argue I wasn't really suing Brendan. Well, Brendan Schaub wasn't really suing me the entire time. But and by the way, every time I say Brendan Schaub, he said Brian Schaub in the actual room, and I had to fix the courtroom. And I'm laughing every time he says that, too. So every time he says Brian Schaub, in the moment, I gotta compose myself by... Yeah, Brian Schaub. So every time he's responding to me and saying Brian Schaub, in my mind, and I'm actually sitting at this thing and at the end of these questions, he said, Brian, don't acknowledge. I never acknowledged. I never corrected him one time. Because it was just so funny to me. He keeps saying, Brian Schaub. But you have to remember, in my mind, as I'm sitting there, by my black self, at this law desk, in this conference room in Providence, with them on the Zoom, and he keeps saying, Brian Schaub, and I'm just trying not to nuke the entire thing. I'm in, all right, Kyle, actually here in a deposition for 6 hours, how the fuck did you end up here, but you're here, and he keeps saying, Brian Schaub, in this question, how not to just slam down the fourth wall and go, what the fuck are we doing? Because I can't do that because I'm here and doing it, but I'm just like, are you trying to answer your question? Your commentary is based solely on what Brendan Schaub said in his caption in the video, and I said yes. And to that extent, you repeated a couple of things that he said, but you didn't add your own criticism and commentary of that, did you? And I said I did, basically, in saying that really all you got, I thought you guys were the comedians, but you let this guy who's not a comedian destroy you. So I was basically talking about how weak the response to Ariel Helwani was. Then his lawyer said, all right, let me stop sharing. All right, I want to turn our attention to damages for a second. You received money for posting a video? And it said, when was video number one? And the thing. Oh, okay. So that was their Ariel Helwani thing. That was so weird to me. It was so bizarre and so odd. You mean August? I don't know how to pronounce his name. I like that British black dude, though. But I'll do a collab with that nigga, but yeah. Dude, that deposition was so surreal to me. Because I'm dealing with Brendan Schaub's lawyers who don't know his name and call him Brian Schaub. Know nothing about him. And they're asking me, like, straight questions about how retarded... And they don't realize how retarded he is. They don't even know his name. They don't know they've been hired by a fucking retard. And I'm watching this weirdo lawyer try to put on an actual defense. I guess that he was hired for, but... It was so weird and surreal. Oh, flashbacks. I'm in the law office right now. Which I wasn't allowed to do through Zoom. I had to go to the law. They were all on Zoom. In California. I had to go to the law. I had to go to a physical place. What? You know, flashbacks. Whoa. I remember when his lawyer admitted his client is going broke. Which Brendan Schaub isn't going broke. His dad has money. As much as we hate Brendan Schaub, he's a rich kid. He'll never become broke. His dad has fucking multi. His dad's a CEO of internet companies. But he'll never become broke. Or anything. But, his career is over. I like that, though. No, I'm not getting any money. People keep asking me, will I countersue? No. I'm not getting 2 years of this process. I'm not getting involved in that process of, no. And by the way, if you win a countersue, you'll probably never really even get the money. Suing people is the gayest shit on earth. People never even really get paid from it. It's pointless. I don't think OJ ever had to pay off Nicole Simpson's family. It's a pointless thing. But the update is I might get my channel back. Yay for me. Oh, by the way, I got my main channel back. Oh, I can't wait. I got the main channel back, and hopefully the live streaming channel will come back. Where we're going to have to live stream on the main channel like I am now. And I get very specific, because, oh, I got a comment on shit I haven't been able to, well, I've been able, but, oh, the Stuttering John shit. And the Shuli and the Kevin Brennan and oh, I'm gonna destroy all of them. By the way, none of them people are on my side in any way, shape, or form. Oh, shit to talk about there. I got shit to talk about there. Any of them think they ever tried. But oh, I got shit to talk about there. Will I Discord again? Well, yeah. Wait, am I not in Discord now? Oh, I'm not. Uh-huh. It's been so long since I brought any of this shit up. But, yeah, Discord. Should you expect more Shaw videos? On what? On my main channel? Only if he does something Shaw. The thing I loved about my main channel, I made it so big I can talk about anything I wanted to talk about. And I purposely have not been doing shit because I've been in this waiting period for 2 years. And I can't do what I want to do because I have to deal with this fucking lawsuit. We get main channel back. And I shot videos from time to time. You know, my main channel. That's what shocked me so much. He sued me. I never, hardly ever talked about that nigga on my main channel. The fuck? I created worlds on my main channel. But, yeah. I look like Gary from the Stern Show. Do I now? Kevin Brennan is hilarious. And Kevin Brennan, ding, ding, ding. Kevin Neal, and ding, ding. Why do you need that? Kevin Brennan, ugh. Kevin Brennan is the biggest pussy ever. Kevin Brennan is a literal fucking faggot pussy. The biggest pussy ever. Remember, it's not real. So, I don't know who's against Kevin Brennan, but I support them. Kevin Brennan is the biggest pussy ever on earth. Fuck Kevin Brennan. By the way, I did the video where his brother responded. TMZ picked it up and Kevin never even commented on it. Kevin Brennan is the biggest pussy ever. And I bring that unfunny faggot up to me again. And hey, Neil, hey, ding, ding. And Kevin. Come around, Kevin Brennan. Kevin Brennan stinks. Ugh. Never bring up Kevin Brennan to me. I'm just saying. Kevin Byrne sucks. So no one donated, I'm not alive. Alright, last chance. Donate through Streamlabs. Oh, did I drop it? Hold on. Donate through Streamlabs. You'll get a live stream tomorrow night. And continue tonight. If not, well then... You're going to donate through Streamlabs. Did I hear that? I didn't think I did. I'm only gonna lie tonight because one of you motherfuckers donated through Streamlabs last night. Well then, fuck you. Oh, it is in the chat. Okay. But yeah, Kevin Brennan's the biggest pussy on earth. Fuck that faggot.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, they give you a super chat. The Jake Tucker? But yeah, Kevin Brennan, biggest pussy ever. Not honey. In any way, shape, or form. Slurring, hilarious. I'm trying to read a thing. There's some side thing happening. I still gotta figure out the live streaming thing and I've done so long. There's some opposite thing happening over your comments from how I see it and my point of view.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, thank you. Ian Ellis is still around. I don't believe this. I know you are still, Ian. I love you, my nigga. Orange is gone. I would assume if I get my main channel back, everything would be the same. I would assume they're just bringing back and everything would be the same. No, the mods would be the mods. All the subscribers are the subscribers, I would assume. I don't know. I would assume. Zlock is still, huh? I'm ancillary, right? Ancillary, because I didn't ancillary on a lawsuit. But I won, and I'm going to come back. I mean, and heads up. Everyone! All you fucking faggots. Horror podcast. It's still happening, Chad. It's Southern John shit. We're gonna bring the channel back. Daddy's coming back. Wait. I created Stuttering John on the internet. Unbeknownst, I know Stuttering John is getting into politics. Here's Stuttering John. I created Stuttering John hate. These faggots went into the word of, we're going to cops. All this and that bullshit, these weirdos. Are they fighting each other or something? The weirdest shit ever seen online. But, I'm coming back. I'm in that world, and I'm gonna fix that world. Fix the world where you fucking nobody, nobody cares. So, if I get my new channel back, I will fix the Stut Joe world. I will fix that world. Seriously, I will fix it. Yes, it was okay. I kinda get the world, the how the world. And they fucked up the world. These weirdos These faggots were too, and this is why, even now on this channel, I didn't fuck with them. They're used to that radio beef before internet, and then kind of in their rules. They're calling cops on each other. It's the weirdest world ever. And that's why I refuse to engage in that world. Because I'm a hated motherfucker. I get sued by burning the shop. I've never been swatted and never been docked or anything. Not that I'm above it, but I'm the most hated motherfucker ever. And that shit's never happening. Don't you know, weekly, my fans are going to beat up your fans. You have some Mershon Royce fucking faggot weirdo nothing shit. Ugh. Their dreams would be to be a merch. And they have more money than them. And but they're trying to take their radio beef shit to like the internet. And it doesn't work that way, but it does for that little community of, they get people watching the live stream. We fucking hate you. We're gonna go to cops. And we're gonna fuck up your, why would you do something to somebody in real life? Because they ain't on radio. Well, they're do that. They see, and they view in the oddest thing, and why they all fucked up. They view each other as competition, which you're not. It's the internet. Everyone can watch all the shows. It doesn't matter. I guess maybe you live stream at the same time, but you're lining up. You're not competition. You should just all work with each other and do great. But they're not great and creative. I fucking hate you. And to be completely honest with you, I kind of checked out on this stuttering. I get when you're stuttering down and returning. I created that. And I literally created a channel. And I created a channel to hate on channel. So I literally created that. I guess I could do that, but the reason why I didn't do it, because who cares? Oh, who cares? When I started Stuttering John's YouTube channel, I didn't think he was going to politics, but he did. And he went, his first one was successful. He went to politics, not about how to agree with it necessarily, but he did. Okay, Stuttering John said this. By the way, how are these niggas ever gonna make it big if your old thing is Stuttering John said this? In 1992, we. Another reason why, by the way, I don't shit on Stuttering John, I know his health problems. Another reason. And then it gets health problems. Another reason. And no, what I should know. Stuttering John was never evil to me or anything. You know, we beefed. You, Kyle. Stuttering John. He had 50 fucking strokes. He's about to die soon. He's not going to live into his 60s. I'm already going to shit on him. I know he's not going to live that much longer. I remember Yeah. And they were responding late, and then he had another stroke. You know, Stuttering John was a fighter. He was a tough guy. He beat out Cabby. Do you not think Stuttering John is literally boxing that cleared to do? It's health problems. Another reason why I don't shit on John that much. He has a bunch of fucking health problems. So I'm shit on that much too, either. Personally, I don't think he's using it now, but he has a lot of health problems. The nigga literally had 10 strokes. It's not a stroke, but he had 10 strokes. I don't really shit on that much. I felt bad for him. And nor would I shit on him. Getting hurt really talking shit to me, but another reason I didn't go fully. These niggas on the whole Stuttering John thing. The Howard Stern thing 10 years ago, okay. Me and Ray DeVito. And me and Aaron Steeltoe. I know Aaron Steeltoe. No donations. Okay, not going live tomorrow, no donations. No streamline donations. Bye bye. No, don't take it personally. I didn't donate to streamline last night, but yeah, what's up? I love Aaron. Him in April, right? It's him in April. You go out there, but I gotta get high. I guess to get high. Because I get high. Yeah, I don't drink that much anymore, so I gotta get high now. Well, salty, never donated a time in your life, shut the fuck up. I'm gonna burn you. I haven't live streamed in like over a year. I'm gonna burn you, you were no back, you liar. What do you think about Helldivers? I mean, Helldivers is, but it sounds retarded. The new Jimmer Nam shit? I'm getting the fat chick out of his house. Yeah, Asian dude with the fat chick. And then Asian dick in a freezer. What's his new channel? I will say this about Jimmer Nam. That's talent. This is the new credibility we're backing. The new channel get paid from it. And a retired faggot pissed off everybody in his real life. And it's our new channel to make actual money from it. Cause you're gonna still put Jimmer Nam and only get blocked and done. Like when Brendan Schaub sued me and my channel got taken down. You're not allowed to start a new channel. But you're watching me on this channel. Why are you watching me? This isn't my channel. This is Dez's channel. Jimmer Nam doesn't have anyone to do that with. That's why all his channels will have always and always get banned. This channel get banned. This isn't my channel. This is technically Dez's channel. Don't worry. Give me back my main channel, motherfuckers. What, the channel watching me on is technically Death's channel. Him? And he had talent in a certain sector, but that was a drunk fuck who fucked that up. And he'll fuck up everything here and there. He had the talent, but he's a nut and fucked it up. Sucks to be him. Did you see the video he did with the fat bitch? I took away your wrenches. You had wrenches? Hold on, I didn't even get this bot lined up. I didn't even get the thing. I didn't know it was show your wrench. Hold on. Mike is continuing to do something. I went to war. Did I? Should I? I will. You have to send the documents. I explained this in the beginning. Made a ranch in desert, you know, in a ranch. Nah, you're not a ranch in desert and take it. You're a real back in there, hang it. And no one did do Streamlabs, so. We'll end this, and I'm not going to go live tomorrow. Because no one did it tonight through Streamlabs, so. By the way, I'm gonna get in there. I'm gonna drink a little bit. Oh yeah, hi. It's 9 fucking. It's only 8 o'clock. Dirty niggas, I don't drink as much as before. I drink a beer. Now I'm gonna make moon, join Jack, watch some shit. And yeah, you niggas don't need these room last gonna go longer. A nigga donated last night to Streamlabs for tonight, but you failed, though. Eh, I'll talk to you whenever. I'll talk to you bum-ass niggas sometime, whatever. Nah, right now, Dez in my bed. And it's fucking faggot if you do anything. And now, Dez is talking shit about you. She's right. Fuck you. Fuck out.